because initially I tend to overcomplicate things to begin with, so I did this first.
The Royal and Durngate's composer in residence, Dougal Irvin, is showing the theatre director Laurie Sampson his latest work.
So it's quite complicated. It changes every other bar. Yeah. Like, I mean, that's typical me of going, like, my brain gets bored of the same rhythm repeating every two bars.
Although that's also responding to a lot of what we've said about choppy rhythms and strange kind of intervals, you know, we've talked about. So yeah.
Dougal is writing original music for two plays as part of the Royal and Durngate's Festival of Chaos season.
And he sort of shapes what this became.
Dougal was chosen as composer in residence from a field of 70. He's now at the theatre for 6 months, writing music for The Back Eye and Blood Wedding, both of which are directed by Laurie Sampson.
Well, we kind of develop the brief together, really. We read the script and look at it and discuss what ways in we might find. To a large part, it's a bit of trial and error.
The two shows are very different. A theatre composer needs to write something like this for The Back Eye to a lullaby for the Spanish-based play Blood Wedding.
Initially, I found it really hard. It's not a simple structural lullaby in terms of, you know, like, hush, little baby, don't you cry, which very repetitive, very very simple rhythms, and it kind of repeats and repeats and repeats and then ends. This had a really odd structure to it. I'll play it to you, actually. It's probably simpler if I play it. And so the female would sing... Didn't you hear the big horse rear when it was time to drink? Where the water is black, where the bridge gives a slap, and the rush of it starts to sing.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. And this is what the lullaby sounds like in rehearsal with the cast. Whoa.
Didn't you hear the big horse rear when it was time to drink? Where the water is black, where the bridge gives a slap, and the rush of it starts to sing. What has he seen in fields of green? What's wrong with the water down there? Sleep, rose, but sleep.
So what's the starting point? You've got the text.
Yeah.
You've had a chat to the director. What happens next?
But for this, initially I started with how you might say the line. So didn't you, for me, as I said it earlier, didn't you hear the big horse rear when it was time to drink? It forms that kind of a rise and fall in the slight tonality of how you might say it. And also there's a beat to the line. So this is the dressing up chorus from The Back Eye, which is the closest thing, I guess, in both plays to kind of like a number, and audiences will recognise it as being a style that they'll be familiar with. And this is an example of where something's developed in the rehearsal room and through Laurie's experience as well.
'Cause you can be who you want if you wear what you dare.
And this is the cast in rehearsal.
To change that you could dare to wear, 'cause we change every day from the womb to the tomb, 'cause life.